Fire Talk Radio, tune in to LA Talk Radio for reverent, entertaining, and cool talk.
Hold on tight. Back time's going to get
a little out of control
as we remember these history-making events of October 8th. You probably couldn't see it through all the cigarette smoke, but in 1929, the first in-flight movie was shown.
Coming into Los Angeles.
That booing sound was coming from Brooklyn. In 1957, baseball's Dodgers announced they'd accepted a deal to move to Los Angeles. And it probably became more popular because it became illegal. Today in 1966, the U.S. government outlawed the psychedelic drug LSD. That's back time for October 8th. This is your announcer speaking.
Welcome, Pine Hills Sex Rehab Class of October 2008. Not only am I the director of this facility, I'm also a recovering sex addict. And I can tell you the only way to beat this addiction is to avoid temptation. Stay away from seductive images in TV and movies and instead focus on something less alluring, like the election and Sarah Palin in that clingy skirt with those red pumps and those glasses and what I do to her after she lets her hair down, and I totally hit that. Forget the election. Think about sports, like women's beach volleyball and the way they slap each other on the butts and bend over to receive the serve. That's right. Bend over and receive the serve. Receive it all game long. Forget sports. Think about the economy. Nothing sexual about that. Think about how the market is going up and down and up and down, and you put your money in and out and in and out and in and out. Oh, God! I gotta go. Good luck. You're gonna need it.
Now, I know you have heard Osama. Oops, I mean Obama. Hey, I just realized something. I'm not one to gossip, but did you ever notice that Obama and Osama are practically the same name? And if you think about it, you never see them in the same place at the same time. And they're both tall, thin, and have an exotic look to them. Ooh, and they don't wear an American flag lapel pin. Anyhow, I'm just saying.
And now from high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning, Wednesday, October 8th.
Hi.
And welcome back, Susie. For another crazy day, probably.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, yeah. Yes. Nice of you to be so on time this morning, Sam, I just have to say.
Yes. I mean, Susie, today was unprecedented.
Did you like how I looked at my imaginary watch? As soon as I saw you pull up, I'm like,
So I'm pulling up to the parking lot this morning at 10 to 9, and Susie's car is all parked there, and there's a pair of feet sticking out of the window.
I was getting comfortable. You know, I took like a half an hour nap already.
Really?
And I read like 3 articles in Newsweek, and I had my breakfast.
Wow, what time did you get here?
Like at 8:20.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Did you really think I'd be here already?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. I try to be
You're
here.
You're such a go-getter, Sam. I think you live here. That's why I think we should put like a little cot somewhere in the office.
That's the thing, is that I don't. I mean, I've barely been here, you know, because it's so close to home that I just go and come back, you know.
Maybe you should start riding a bike here.
My wife suggested that, but I don't think so, Susie.
I mean, you know, with the parking, we've got 2 spots and things like that. And yesterday, like TJ,
we've
like
got 3 actually. Yeah, 3. But, yeah,
he almost had a heart attack, like trying to kill the Armenian guy.
A TJ, the parking attendant.
Don't fuck with Armenian people, seriously. I think they have a mob.
Really? That's what I heard. I heard they get a pretty serious mob too.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on TV once.
Really?
Yeah. So it must be true.
Yeah. So we won't say anything about them. But look, parking is always a problem in this town. What are you going to do? But I can tell you this, that in the valley, there's more parking than anywhere else, you know?
I know.
So, I mean, you go to the west side, to Hollywood, anywhere, there's no parking anywhere, you know?
I told you about my parking incident the other day, and you were telling me, in Venice, and that was in Venice, you know, on a pretty busy day, when I parked by Braille, and the guy left a nasty note being like, I have your VIN number.
Yeah.
and said all kinds of, like, nasty things. Some guy that looks like Kramer from Seinfeld just poked his head in that door.
Really? And why would he do that?
I don't know. But when he saw we were talking, he's like, oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. And it says, do not enter. You know
do
what?
Not I'm, fucking disturb. Yeah, I wanna, do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
You know what? Let me go fucking see who that is. You know what? I don't like when people walk in here when it says on air, do not enter. Whoever the
He probably left already, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness. So yesterday's show was absolutely fabulous. I just had a grand old time.
Did you really?
Yes.
And
yes.
Lisa, your roommate, seemed to had to have a great time too.
You would like to have had her. Uh-huh. Get your mind out of the gutter, Sam.
But you know what?
Isn't she hot?
Yeah, she's pretty hot. But you know what I got to thinking afterwards is she was referring to both of you as the same class of bra size or something, and I don't think so. You know, I mean, she had absolutely nothing. You've got boobs, but you know, when
did
I was,
you say I have booze?
No, I said you have boobs.
Oh, I thought you said boobs. Sorry, yeah. This is my second day not drinking. Thank you very much.
Oh, really? Congratulations, yes. Susie.
Hence the big, huge bags under my eyes because I got zero sleep last night, tossing and turning.
There's no. In fact, I was going to tell you, you look very awake.
No, I got very no sleep. That's why I was here so early because I was awake. I didn't even go to sleep last night. I had noise-canceling headphones on. I had my eye mask trying to force my eyes shut. I can't sleep if I don't have like a glass of wine or something.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I've got a trick that always works. You want to hear that real quick?
Sleeping pills?
No. No. Actually, what you want to do is close your eyes. Mm. And you know how normally what you see is black, right? Because there's no light coming in.
Okay.
What you need to do is start focusing on seeing a color. So you start with red. You know, and you just think about it until you actually
I have a headache.
See red. Okay.
Ow.
All right, but listen, you don't have to do it now. But then you go, once you are able to see the red in your mind, then go to orange, and then go to yellow. And all I can tell you is by the time you get to 2-3 colors, you're out. And I've tried this so many times, and it works. Try it.
But I don't know.
Yeah, but you got to focus. You can't just tell yourself, I'm seeing red. You've got to, like, imagine that you're seeing it. And you see what it does, it occupies your mind, and it focuses on something else, and bam, you know. Try it. What the hell?
You know? All right. I'll give it a try. But, yeah, so I'm telling you, you know how I went off on my rant about you smoking cigarettes the other day, and how it's a slow and miserable, painful way
yes,
to die?
Yes, thank you very much.
You're Go welcome. Well, it just further brought it up, because the last time I started smoking again was the last time I had a bet with someone about me not drinking, because I was awake.
No.
I was awake for 11 days straight. I got zero sleep, and so I started just pacing around. I'm like, what the fuck else should I do? I'm going to start smoking. So I bought a pack of cigarettes yesterday.
You
My
did?
First pack of cigarettes since this last bet, yes.
Susie, I'm going to kick your
ass. I know. No, I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay, you know what? Go back to the wine. I don't want any responsibility for you.
I smoked one of them and then I threw the pack out.
Really?
Which is why it was funny that you came in and you had no cigarettes this morning and you were freaking out because I just threw a brand new pack out on the way here.
Thank you very much. For the first time ever that I can remember, I forgot my cigarettes. And you know why? It's because I broke my routine this morning. Usually I go to the balcony, have a cigarette before I leave the house. And this morning I was a little bit behind, so I just left and left the cigarettes outside. So
unbelievable.
Now I can see why that happened. But yeah, that sucks.
Yes,
that
it definitely
really
does.
Sucks, you know?
So, but so if I start smoking again, I'm seriously going to kill you.
Okay.
Yes. So it's,
well,
I just,
kill
wanted,
you
I just
too.
Wanted to put it out there.
No,
that
just
it's
your
go
fault. Back to wine. Okay, I don't want to be responsible for you.
No, because now we made a bet, and I'm, you know, I'm a gentleman. I'm going to stick to my gentleman's
bet.
Well,
we didn't make a bet. I mean, did I commit to giving you something in return? No.
No, but you know, it's my honor.
That's right. It's just
my word, and I have to prove to you that I'm not an alcoholic.
Yeah, it's a dare.
I'm just a drunk.
A challenge.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah. No, but you really, you look more glowing this morning, I think.
It's my new makeup.
You don't want to hear about it. I know, you don't want to hear that you look better not drinking, but it's true.
As soon as I start to feel better, then maybe the tables will turn. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I can imagine it's hard, you know. I mean, when you drink every day,
like you just said, breaking your routine of like not having the cigarettes. Now you're all fucked up, and you're just like, what the fuck?
Well, no, I'm not like that. But
well, you were like 5 minutes ago.
No, because I was angry at myself for forgetting. You know, it's not so much the cigarette, but But anyway, so going back to Lisa,
yes.
I mean, because you know, normally I don't really look at boobs as the first
bullshit.
Thing. No. Not as the first thing, okay? I mean, look, she sat here for a while and it didn't even occur to me to look at her chest until she brought it up.
Oh.
Yeah. So, but I mean, like I said, you've got some boobs, but she doesn't seem to have any. So, I mean, she's definitely at the point of nipples on a rib. Is that what you call it?
Yes.
Yeah.
We never even made it over to the clothespins aspect of things either.
Yeah. Wow.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, my suggestion to Lisa is this. She was wondering why, you know, guys like her and then, you know, they spend some time with her and they leave.
Yeah.
Right? Now, do you think it has anything to do with the size of the boobs or the lack thereof?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Why, you do?
No, I just started thinking about it when I realized that she was pretty flat, that maybe that's it, you know? I mean, because guys are fucking superficial, you know? I mean, they're like,
you know what?
There's no boobs there.
I mean, initially, I mean, when I was a child, I would tend to agree with you when boys are really, really childish. Mm-hmm. But seriously, once I've gotten to, like, my quasi-adulthood,
yeah.
I still consider myself a child, but that's besides the point. I've really found that men, for the most part, you know, they really just, they love, like, the whole person, like, and they love me, and, like, yes, this is actually the biggest my boobs have ever been in my life. Yeah. And Franz says, like, they grew, like, when I started dating him. I don't know why.
But stimulated a lot.
So, apparently he stimulated something.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And I have to be careful because his mom listens to the show.
Well, no, she'll stop listening before you be careful, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
fine.
We're not here to be careful.
I know.
Okay.
But yeah, so I'm telling you, like, I've had just a whole host of men that have loved me or been in love with me, and my chest was a lot flatter than it is now.
Hmm.
So I really don't think it has anything to do with breast size.
Oh, okay.
All right.
So I don't know if that's good news, because maybe they don't like your personality. I mean, what else could it be? Or the iguana. I think it's the iguana.
No, it has nothing to do with the iguana or her personality. Both are sparkling.
Then what does it have to do with? What do you think?
I don't know. Like, I don't know. We were talking about it last night.
I mean, she's attractive. She's nice. She's personable. You know, she's horny. She's everything. So
I know. Like, I don't know. I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out either.
And she can't either.
No.
But there's got to be a reason. So maybe, you know, what
I think
we
maybe
do is,
I think maybe, like, she might have reached a point where she actually is trying. You know what I mean? Like, she just, maybe this has happened like 2 or 3 or 4 times, and so now all of a sudden she kind of wants it to be a self-fulfilling prophecy. So she just continues doing things that will, like, I don't know.
I see. Okay, so you're saying maybe she wants it too much, and they feel it.
Yeah, perhaps.
Yeah, yeah.
But we were also talking last night when I came home from school. That, I don't know, sometimes, like, when you're on a first date, you kind of feel like you've got, like, I don't know, 30 seconds to sell yourself, because, like, or else the attention span is going to be lost on the person.
Yeah.
And so I was telling you, my ex, Brian, would call me, "Look at me, Susie." Oh, shit, she's going into "Look at me, Susie" mode. Fuck. And I'm like, "You're such an asshole. I do not go into "Look at me, Susie" mode." And he's like, "Yes, you do." But he's right. Like, as soon as, like, when I'm behind the bar and a new customer sits down, it's like, I feel like I've got, like, you know, 30 seconds to a minute to get this person's attention and then to keep it. You know, and all of a sudden I've got to, like, keep them waiting for a little bit more and, like, wanting a little bit more once I have them by the balls,
uh-huh.
You know, and then just...
Then you lose interest.
Well, no, I want to keep them interested because
okay.
I want to suck all the money out of their pocket.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
okay, there's the truth.
Whatever, it's my livelihood. That's how I make my living. You know, if I'm sitting there, like, boring with my thumb up my ass, just being like, "Oh, hi, like, yeah, my name's Susie." You know, no, I'm like, "I go hunting in Africa in a bikini. Yeah, man, I'm fucking crazy." You know, you just do something, and then they're like, "What? A girl in LA that does this? Whoa, that's crazy. That's cool. Tell me more." And I'm like, "Oh, you know, I've got a couple other customers I've got to serve. Like, I'll be back in a minute." And then they're sitting there just like, you know, I don't know, waiting with bated breath. So basically, we've decided that, Lisa and I decided last night, that you have to sell yourself in like 30 seconds. And either you do a good job or a bad job. And maybe she's just not doing the best job, or maybe she's selling the wrong points, you know, the wrong focal points.
Yeah.
At the very
maybe
beginning.
Maybe she shouldn't be selling anything. Maybe she should just be herself. Maybe she's not being herself, you know? Because that's what people can sense it when you're not you, you know? And when you're trying to put on some kind of an impression or whatever, you know? So, I don't know. But that's the thing. Is like the same thing with my son, you know? I mean, he's like, he's amazing, you know, and everything like this. And
he's
he has
so
a
cute.
Hard time, you know? He has a hard time finding girls. So the thing is, you can't know because you're not there when they're dealing with the opposite sex. So you don't know what they're doing wrong.
I know.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Anyway, like we're starting to hang out a lot more, which is really fun. And, you know, I'm bringing her out with my really diverse groups of people and friends.
Yeah.
Introducing
her. See, that's how she's going to meet a guy. I mean, if she hangs out with you, she'll definitely meet someone.
I know. She's like, "How do you meet guys all the time, Susie?" And I'm like, "Oh, geez, how do I not meet them?"
Yeah, I pick them up all the time. That's
but
what
I
you
don't
do.
Necessarily pick up the right ones. That's always the problem here.
That's true. But you do go out and get what you want, and maybe she's not. Most women just kind of wait to be picked up by someone.
Yeah. So we definitely need to push her out into the world a bit more.
Yeah.
Because she, you know, she works from home, and you know, she spends a lot of time at home. And she's like, I went out last week. And I was like, you went out once last week.
Yeah.
Once. I'm like, you need to go out 5, 6, 7 nights a week.
Yeah.
To different places every night of the week. Yeah. Like, you see these bags under my eyes? You know, these are badges of honor. I do not
but
get
you know
these
what?
From, like,
I think
doing
she's,
nothing.
I think she's vulnerable. I mean, if she meets someone, she's just going to cling like there's no tomorrow, you know?
I don't necessarily think so. She's very, very independent. She's fiercely independent.
Yeah.
Which is what I think. Actually, that's one of the things that I think scares a lot of men away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because,
it's possible.
I don't know. She's very, very alpha female.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, it's funny that both of you were tomboys when you were young.
We're both tomboys, and we're both alpha females, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, I know she hates this word, but I really think she's just too picky.
Yeah. Probably.
And all, you know, of, like, all of the men that I've seen pictures of her that she's dated are hot. I mean,
really?
Yes. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe, and then maybe they just don't have, like, the right personality under all of that sexiness. But she's like, you know, I need to see someone and feel like that click. And it's like, all right, maybe you do. Maybe that's fine. But sometimes you need to see someone, get to know them a little bit more, and then maybe their sparkling personality will shine through.
Yeah.
Like me with the Franz. Like, I hated him for the longest time because he was an asshole.
Yeah.
He was a douchebag. He did not have a sparkling personality. Until that one fateful day when I woke up with my face drooling in his lap. Then his true colors shone
that's
through.
Funny. Yeah.
Oy
vey. Oy vey is true. And bringing up...
Speaking of oy vey.
Yeah,
speaking
oy vey. Of oy vey. Which I told you is actually Yiddish. It's not Hebrew.
It's close enough.
And I don't know a word in Yiddish. So, but yeah, I didn't want to bring up the fact that we're not going to do a show tomorrow. And it's not really by choice. I mean, I was going to, but my wife insists, you know.
Blame it on your wife. You just want a day to sleep in.
But you know what? Yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity for me, too.
Yeah. Because it's Yom Kippur tomorrow. And I'm obviously very secular. I'm not religious at all. But this, like, it's one day of the year when people really take it seriously. You know, like in Israel, nobody drives on Yom Kippur.
Really?
Yeah. There's no businesses open at all. So everybody, like all the kids, take their bikes and ride in the middle of the street and stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
People walk out, walk around and meet each other and stuff. So
now, what is?
Cool.
I'm sorry.
And everybody
me.
Fasts.
What is Yom Kippur?
It's like a day of atonement. Okay.
And shit, I'm out.
Yeah. You know how Christians, like when they feel they've committed
bad.
A sin or something, yeah, they go for confession. So, you know, to be forgiven. Well, so the Jews have like one day a year. It's actually a period of 10 days and where they have this opportunity to repent.
Ah.
You know, and ask for forgiveness both from God and from other people that they hurt.
Wow.
So that's what Yom Kippur is. But everybody fasts or, you know, everybody
the whole
that observes
day?
It. Yeah.
So you're not going to eat anything
from
tomorrow?
From nightfall to tonight... Yeah, from nightfall to night. So in other words,
you better
you eat
something
like,
now.
Well, you eat like a big meal right before. So like at 5 o'clock or so, you sit down for a big meal, and you can't drink or eat
you
anything.
Can't, oh,
for no, nothing.
Not water.
No.
Oh, bullshit.
Nothing. Yeah, but so I used to be like that until I met my wife, and then she wasn't fasting, so I stopped fasting. And so I'm probably going to be doing some things I'm not supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just a day of rest, you know. I figured, what the hell, if nothing else, just...
Take a nap.
Yeah, veg in bed all day. I mean, I deserve it.
Good for you. That'll be nice. Now this is really annoying.
But it's a depressing day. Go ahead.
It's a depressing day.
Yeah, I mean, you don't do shit, you know. You're not supposed to watch TV. But then again, you know, most people
do. Can you read a book?
Like in Israel, for example, they... like the highest video rentals are Yom Kippur, you know,
when
you're not supposed to watch it. And so you asked me about
can you read
books.
A book?
Yeah, you can read books, I suppose.
Well, read your book. But, Beyond Lies, Bed of Lies? No.
Bed of Lies.
Bed of Lies.
No. Body of Lies.
Body of Lies, that's
it. Yeah.
Bed.
Oh, you think that's the only book I got? I've been getting one book or two books a day now from
well,
these
I
authors.
You start,
we're
I thought
interview.
You started it, so you know.
No, I did, but I have no time.
Well, you've got a whole day of rest tomorrow,
I know,
so start reading.
I started like 10 friggin' books. You know, I mean, that's one thing I really miss is spending more time with my wife and with the kids and reading. You know,
I agree.
I love reading. So these are like three... things that I really miss, you know?
Like, even yesterday, I went to meet with my friend Davina at a coffee shop. You know, I finished nannying at, like, 6:30, and then I met her at 7. And it's like, I was doing furiously doing my stats homework, and she was complaining that she had 300 pages of reading to do. You know, even though it was just for history, I really wish I were taking, like, a reading intensive course right now, because it gives me an excuse to read. I always was such a little bookworm, a little nerd when I was a kid, when it comes to reading.
Yeah.
So I totally, I hear you on that.
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. You know, I just wish I could read faster. You know, I've tried so many times in my life to read faster, but it just, you don't stay with it. It's like we're trained from childhood to read like one word at a time.
No way.
No?
No.
Oh, so you read fast.
I'm a very, very fast reader.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe is it because you learn to read in a different language?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Because, I mean, most people are like this. Why do you think they have speed reading courses and things like that?
Because that's because there's not enough time in the day.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, to read one word at a time, which is most...
Let me see if I could find you this one particular email. Like, you know, you sent me that, like, Chinese vision thing. No, what did that say? Something about sex and...
Yeah, it's like, I know, I got this email, and I forwarded it to all the hosts. But what it is just shapes that are black and white, and they don't really make sense. They just look like geometrical shapes. And then it tells you, if you can't make sense of what this says, pull your eyes sideways at the edge.
Oh, I didn't read that part.
Yeah, so pull them out like Chinese eyes, and then you see what it says. And it's amazing, because...
I was just reading it with my regular eyes wide open, and I saw it. I thought it was
really?
I thought it was one of those things where, like, if you read it in white, it says something, and then, like, if you read the shadowing of it, it says something else.
Exactly. And that's what that is, really, but you can't, it's not that clear.
No, because there was only one thing that it said, and I read it clear as day without my eyes being slanted. Maybe that's because I saw the word sex.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So what did it say? No sex causes eye...
Bad eyes or something.
Yeah, bad eyes, yeah. But that's funny. I mean, to be able to see it when you have, when you make Chinese eyes, you know.
Maybe I'm part Chinese. I don't know. Actually, you did tell me that day that I had slanty eyes.
I did?
Yeah, that's the day I stopped drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're like, oh, you've got slanty eyes. Ha, ha, ha. And I was reading it on my way to school because you told me I looked exhausted. Oh. It was the night after the threesome.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't remember. I mean, I didn't say they were slanted. Maybe
squinty, I think you said.
Yeah, squinty or something.
Same thing,
yeah.
Squinty slanted.
No.
My old boss was Chinese or Korean or, I don't know, one of those. something one like that. But she came in and she was like yelling at me one day and I was like, stop squinting at me! Stop squinting at me! She's like, you are such a bitch! Oh my God! And she just like ran off to her office.
Wow.
Before I forget, I wanted to rant about this yesterday, but I have to rant about it today instead. Two things, actually, really quickly. So on Monday, I was at school, okay, and I'm procrastinating, and I see a blood donation van.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Did I tell you this? No.
No.
Okay,
no.
So I see a blood donation van, and there's this black guy waiting at the desk, you know, and there's like one person there. Like, no one wants to donate blood, obviously.
Yeah.
It's like not a very pleasant thing to do.
Yeah.
So I'm like, how long are you going to be here? And he's like, oh, I'll be here till 3:15 at the latest. I was like, great, I'm going to go to the Mass Center and do some homework, then I'll be back. And in the gayest voice I've ever heard, he's like, okay, sweetheart, I better see your pretty face. And I was like, okay, you know, I promise you will see my pretty face. I'll be right back here. Just give me an hour to go get my shit done so I'm not lightheaded in the math lab trying to do my homework. So I go back like an hour later, and he's like, mm-hmm, I knew you'd come back. And I'm like, I told you I'd come back. You know, I'm a girl of my word, whatever. And so he's like, I need your ID. So I take out my wallet, and I go to give him my driver's license. He sees underneath my driver's license my military ID. He's like, girlfriend, were you in the military? And I was like, actually, yeah. He's like, what branch? Mm-hmm. So I was like, in the Army. And he's like, oh, let me see that, girl. And so I take it out and I give it to him. And he's like, this is expired. And I was like, yeah. I was like, I got out like 2 years ago. And he's like, so he keeps going on in his very gay voice. He's like, I was a U.S. Marine. He's like, you know what? You're supposed to turn this in when you get out of the Army or the Armed Forces. He's like, and I'm a Marshal of the United States. So I have to confiscate it.
Really?
So the motherfucker, you know, A, you cannot be that gay and be a Marine. They do not let that happen.
I was surprised to see that.
No, they just don't let that happen. Yeah. So first of all, something is amiss. Yeah. And so I'm standing there like waiting to give blood, trying to do like my good deed of the day. Actually, I was trying to procrastinate from studying any further, but that's besides the point. I was trying to do my good deed of the day. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And he's trying to, like, steal my military ID. I was like, I was like, I need my property back. And he's like, that's not your property. And I was like, yes, it is. Give it back. Technically, he's right. It's not my property. It's United States government property.
Right. But it's not his either.
But it's not his either. Like, right. And why the fuck does he care if I have my expired military ID is what I want to know.
Yeah.
Like, that's bullshit. So anyway, I was like, give me my property back. And this keeps going back and forth. All of a sudden, people are gathering around because, like, I'm starting to yell.
Yeah. Good
And
feel.
So, like, he's, like, yelling back. He's like, nope. He's like, I'm keeping it. So finally, I, like, rip it out of his hands, and I was like, I'm keeping my blood too, you asshole. And I, like, start marching off.
Good.
But can you believe that?
No, I can't believe that.
Like,
what an asshole.
Seriously, what does anyone care if I have my, like, my expired military ID, like, using it to get out of a speeding ticket here and there?
Yeah.
Like, that's all it's good for.
But besides, it's like even if he is, he's not on duty. Whatever
and,
he is.
And
he's
whatever
not on fucking
he is.
Duty. He can't fucking. I mean, yeah, he's just posing as somebody. What the fuck, you know?
You know, he probably got kicked out of the military for being gay, and, like, he knew you had to, like, turn it in because, like, they forced, like, his ID card out of his, you know, his gay little hands. Out of his gay little, out of his ass.
Yeah.
See, where he probably stuck it, which is fine if that's your thing, but but seriously, I was bullshit about that.
Yeah.
And just in case he was a U.S. Marshal, I, like, literally went running around the building, and I was, like, hiding all pressed up against the brick wall. But that motherfucker, I was seriously just annoyed.
Oh, I would have been so fucking pissed. What do you mean you're taking it away from me?
I know. I'm like, who are you to try to... No, no. And not like, keeping
I'm
my
gonna
blood.
I'm going to call the cops and report it an assault if he hadn't given it back to you.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, that's
even though
assault.
I voluntarily, like, handed it to him, he's like, oh, were you in the military? And I'm like, yeah. So I handed it over to
him.
It
doesn't matter, but he's stealing something from you right in front of you. What are you supposed to do, you know?
But that, you know, but legally, like, he is right. I was supposed to turn it in.
But it's not his place to do this.
But I don't know definitely if it is or not.
Well,
like,
did he show you any military ID?
No.
No. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, Susie, it could have been me just telling you that, you know? It could have been me saying, yeah, I'm, you know, I got to confiscate this. What a fucking asshole. So you never got it back?
No,
I
ripped it out of his
you grabbed
freaking
it out
hands.
Of, yeah. Good.
I know. And I was like, I hope you meet your blood quota for the day. You know, I'm O negative. Like, I'm the universal donor that everyone, like, wants out there that's, like, really, really needed.
Right.
You know, and I was like, and I'm O negative too, asshole. As I, like, run off. Which leads me to my second point. Actually, my third. Now I have three things I want to rant about really quickly.
Okay.
So yesterday while I was talking with my friend Davina, you know, and I was telling her the same story. She was like, you should never donate blood. And I was like, why? I love donating blood. I love, A, passing out and you get free cookies. You know, I'm poor these days. I need all the free cookies I can get.
Oh, my God.
And I also, I seriously pass out every time I give blood.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
So why do you do it?
Because it's really fun. I love passing out. You get this lightheaded feeling. You feel like you had 10 glasses of wine. You're like, woo.
Yeah. But you don't get paid for that like you would for sperm and stuff, right?
No,
for
no.
Eggs, yeah.
You get cookies.
Yeah. See, I'm getting lightheaded already thinking about blood. You see, and I'm not even thinking about it. It's like so subconscious. When I was a kid.
I don't like blood either.
No, but it's not so much blood, but having to do with, I don't know, with the body or something. But like certain things when I think about like surgery on the eyes or something. Or
my mom's that way.
Yeah. You know, I get like very...
queasy?
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
like if
and
I'm...
I know why that is though, because when I was 4 or 5 years old, I actually watched a circumcision of a baby, you know? And I think I passed out or whatever it was. And ever since then, you know, it's in the back of my mind.
I think circumcision is like genital mutilation.
It really is, you know, when I think about it. You know, I mean, being Jewish and everything, it's sort of like, it's just like take it for granted that that's what you do.
Oof.
But it's so fucking barbaric, you know?
Really,
and,
really, really
and apparently, is. Apparently, people came up with this to reduce the sensation for men.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
And I'm telling, I don't know, I'm telling you, I've just started my newfound love of uncircumcised penises.
Wow.
And I really, I don't know, I have an ex-boyfriend actually, he's a Canadian.
Yeah.
But, so they kind of botched his circumcision a little bit.
Oh my God.
And so he's got like this extra cartilage buildup, so he needed a lot of extra, you know, stimulation, if you will.
Yeah.
To get the same kind of sensation, if you will. So we ended up having like a Prince Albert put in. To kind of
a what?
A cock ring.
Oh.
But not a
Prince,
cock ring.
Prince Albert.
A cock ring is something different. A penis ring.
A penis ring. How
like
is
it
that
goes
different?
Through the I guess the urethra.
Urethra? Oh, don't tell me. I don't want to fucking hear about this.
Oh, I loved it.
He put something through his urethra?
No, he had it done, professionally done at a piercing place, but it's a metal...
Okay, so it's a piercing on his dick.
It's called a Prince Albert because apparently Prince Albert did it, but it's a metal ring that goes through his dick.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you,
like it's pierced at the hole, right?
At the hole through the top.
Right. And you liked it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh my, well, first of all, going down on this man was absolutely delightful.
Why? Because there's a ring there?
Well, it was just so much fun to play with my tongue. There's a ring that goes through it, and so I'm just kind of like, licky, 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 licky.
Oh my God, Susie, the things that make you excited. You know, I mean.
It was just like having, like, not only just like a big lollipop in my mouth, but a big lollipop with like a toy attached to it. And I have like an oral fixation in the first place, so I just like to have things in my mouth, whether they're pens or, you know, I constantly putting lip gloss on or chewing gum or, you know, sticking my finger in my mouth and, like, I don't know. But this, you know, I just wanted to lick this thing all day long.
Wow. That's amazing.
I know. How do we even get onto this? Oh, circumcision. Never mind. Yeah. But anyway, so back to my...
Now, why would a guy do that, though? Do you know how fucking painful that must be?
For the same reason, you know, that someone likes their nipples being pinched really hard.
I suppose. And that is? Why is that?
I don't know. It feels good. It's so weird how something can feel so good to one person and, like, not to another.
Yeah.
Like, I like a lot of nipple play nowadays, too. And, like, and some men, like, do as well. I've... Like, other people just can't stand it. Like, don't even touch them in that area.
Yeah. Wow.
And as soon as someone
says... Do you like it rough, like bitten and everything?
I don't like to be bitten very... I'd like to do a little bit more of the nibbling myself.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, if someone's coming at me with their sharp, pointy teeth, no. But it's kind of... I don't know. Biting was always like my defense mechanism as a child. I was the youngest of a bunch of girls.
But you're into a little pain, you've said, right?
Yes, yeah. Definitely.
You see? And that's what I don't understand because I'm totally... I mean, I don't see how pain can be associated with sexuality, but I guess there is something there to connect the two. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
I find pleasure in pain sometimes. Like, for instance, when I was getting this gypsy tattoo done on my arm, that fucking hurt. Tattoos really are not... They don't feel good. I don't care what people say.
Yeah.
So many people out there are like, oh, it didn't even hurt. Or, oh, I had my tongue pierced. It didn't even hurt. Bullshit. I had my tongue pierced. That fucking hurt.
Really?
Yeah. And tattoos, it feels like someone's branding you or searing your skin with like a hot, burning something.
Yeah.
But so I was having this one retouched. Mm-hmm. And I had Franz with me. And so I was like, maybe I was like, will you tickle my arm? My other arm? So on one arm, my left arm, I'm getting like seared with this burning branding feeling. And it's, you know, really not nice. Yeah. And then the other side, I'm being tickled. And in my brain, for some reason, it just kind of joined together as like the most wonderful feeling ever. So I'm like, my. Oh, Jesus. But we are totally away from my whole point of my initial story, which I want to ask you. So my girlfriend Davina yesterday, when I was telling her the blood donation story, she said, don't donate blood.
Right.
Because, okay, say I'm doing a good thing, I donate blood. Say you do it, we donate blood. Together we donate 100 pints of blood.
Okay.
We donate that blood. We don't get paid for it. We get a fucking cookie.
Right.
Now, they turn around and they sell our blood.
Oh, they do?
They sell it.
Really?
The same with Locks for Love, she said. You know, people that grow their hair really long and they cut it off and they give it, quote-unquote, to cancer, it's not being given to, like, some poor cancer patient that can't afford a wig. It's being sold for, like, $10,000 as a real human hair wig for cancer. So, yeah, I mean, yes, it's going to a good cause, like, because it's a wig, but someone's paying $10,000 for that shit when you thought you were, like, donating it.
Yeah. Wow.
So I find that really annoying, especially with the blood, because, you know, that's, you know, the wig, it's, you know, it's aesthetic, whatever, and yes, it sucks to lose your hair. You got a bandana. That's what I plan on doing if I ever do that.
Yeah.
But I was really annoyed to hear that.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I mean, I don't know. You know, it depends who does it. I mean, if it's the Red Cross, then they're not going to sell it.
Yes, they do.
They do?
Yeah.
To whom?
You know, to the insurance companies or to the hospitals or to whatever.
Wow.
The Red Cross is selling the blood. They're not giving it away.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't care.
Maybe that's why they call it the blood bank. At a bank. You
That's really funny.
I don't know, but you're right. I mean, that would kind of bother me, I think.
Seriously, it's like you've got all... And my grandmother does like every other week. She goes and she donates blood. You know, because my grandpa's a doctor and he's always like, oh, we need all this blood. There's a shortage and this and that.
Yeah.
So she's constantly going, just like pumping out her blood. My poor Grammy. So.
Wow. But that's noble of her to do, you know? I mean, she obviously wants to help people.
Oh, my grandparents are the most wonderful people in the world. My grandpa is a retired OBGYN, and he has basically spent like his entire retirement fortune that he like saved going to third world countries and just bringing medicine over there. You know, he's not buying a new car every year for him and his wife and buying like, you know, crazy diamonds and going on vacations. Like he's spending like his own personal retirement money, just like going around the world and, you know, bringing life and medicine, and knowledge to like people.
Yeah.
So he's just so amazing. And my grandma, the same thing, you know, even though she's 80 something years old, you know, she spends her days, she'll play 36 holes of golf in a day, but you know, she'll also like go and drive cancer patients around and volunteer at the hospital. Yeah. Like every day of the week, she'll do this.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, I mean, you get to that age, you know, what else do you want to do?
But they've just always been this way.
Yeah, they've always been that way. That's cool.
This is actually funny. So Poughkeepsie, New York, where my grandpa is, the name Henry, it's kind of an awful name. Not many people like the name Henry.
Right, that's true.
And that's my grandpa's name. But so for all like the, there's a large black population there as well. And, you know, they're under the poverty level. So because a lot of these black people couldn't afford good prenatal care or good OBGYN care, my grandpa would offer to pay like their entire, you know, their entire medical bill, like for the course of their pregnancy and everything, if they would name the child Henry or Henrietta. So they're like,
Henrietta's even worse.
Henrietta's even worse.
Oh my God.
So imagine all of the people in Poughkeepsie that are named Henry and Henrietta.
Yeah.
Running around. There are hundreds of them. So he's repopulating the world like bit by bit.
Yeah. I know. Harriet. That's a terrible name too.
I have an Aunt Harriet.
You see, those are older names. You know, they don't use them anymore.
Edith is bad too. Or Mildred. Mildred's the worst. Yeah. Ew.
I know, Mildred.
Oh, God.
I know. Because you keep thinking of all those housemaids or something with those names.
I know. Yuck. And I always thought like Suzanne was an awful name. It reminded me of a fat person. I was like, oh, I have a fat person name.
You see, it depends of who you're associated with. Because the Suzannes I've met have been pretty cute, you know. I associate that name with, it's a cool name.
I think Susie's cute, like Suzanne's just to be fat.
Yeah.
And I have no particular association with any fat Susie. I don't know. That's just my stupid childish mind.
Yeah. But Susie's kind of an old-fashioned name too, you know? I mean, it's definitely not new. It's not like
I think it's like, it's young and like ditzy. It's kind of like cutie, like, ooh, like Susie.
Susie Q.
Like, I should be twirling my hair and just like my thumb in my mouth just being like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's the role you decided to take in life, so that's cool, you know?
Exactly.
It gets you places. Gets you places.
Which brings me to my last rant. Okay, so yesterday and a couple other days, while I'm stopped at a red light, okay,
right.
Why can I not, like, you know, look at my iPod and change the song? Mm-hmm. Or why can I not, like, read a text message really quickly?
Right.
I've been getting my finger, or people's fingers, wagged at me.
Really?
Left and right.
Wow.
Just, like, recently, within the past week, since I moved from Venice over to my other area.
Yeah.
People are just totally different.
Oh, the holier than thou?
Holier
bullshit.
Than motherfucking thou. Yeah. I'm telling you, I am so sick. They're just giving me like, and they're just wagging their little finger at me.
Yeah.
And so I'm just like, you've got to be kidding me.
Why don't you wag your middle finger at them as a as a response?
I just put this big-ass smile on my face, and I'm like, hi! And I smile, and I wave at the top of my lungs. I'm like, hee-hee! And that makes them even more mad as they're just tisking me.
Yeah, I know. But be careful, because it's a law now, right? Oh, wait a minute. The texting is still being passed, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, texting, I agree, you know, and I do it sometimes, but that should be totally illegal. That's worse than talking on the phone.
It is worse.
Any day.
Yeah.
I crashed my old car in Boston doing that. I was driving my Volkswagen Jetta at the time with my knee, texting with my, or I had a sidekick at the time, so I was looking down fully, texting with both thumbs, driving with my knee, going 40 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, kabam!
Wow.
I totally hit the back of this pickup truck.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, no. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. which really sucked.
Yeah.
But then, and I was on my way to have a hot date that night too. But so this one, I didn't call the insurance company that night because I was really shaken up.
Right.
It's really scary when you get into an accident like that, especially when it's like really your fault.
Yeah.
And I was really, really at fault. But so I park my car in the street in Boston, and I go to meet my friend, my Israeli Jew boyfriend at the time, actually. The one who wouldn't let me meet his parents.
Yeah.
And so I was like, can I stay here tonight? I don't want to drive home. And he's like, sure. The next day, my car got broken into the next day.
Really?
I woke up, and all of my birthday presents, my brand new computer, I had like $5,000 worth of stuff because it had just been my birthday.
Terrible.
All gone.
Really?
Yeah. All within 24 hours. I totally wreck my car and then get my life stolen.
What?
Talk about some bad luck.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely ranting today.
I know. Sorry.
Well, you know what I'm thinking? Maybe I should take a break, call my wife, ask her to bring my cigarettes.
You've got to be kidding
She's
me.
She's only 10 minutes away.
Sam.
Yeah, I'm going crazy. You know, it's terrible, though.
Let's
huh?
take a I break mean, anyway, though, because I really need some water. I've got massive onion breath from my bagel.
But no, it really, it enslaves you, you know? I mean, being addicted is like being a slave to something.
I know.
You know? Anyway, okay, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back right after this.
Internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
He tried to tell her, and she thought it right. Hand in hand, they marched on through the night. He knew the answers she'd hoped to find. It'll just take a little time, just a little bit of time. It wasn't easy, but how could they fail? Though love can blind you just like a veil. He knew the price was worth the strain. There was so very much to gain. So much love was there to gain. And they flew so high that they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Avoiding the shadows, well they struggled on. Went up and down, did right and wrong. Misunderstandings were put aside, and the gap became too wide. You cannot bridge a gap so wide. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground. They locked themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. Oh, in the end there's nobody to blame. There's never anyone to blame. Away. Circumstances made them stay. it's too late to break away. Oh, they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, and they loved themselves away in the magic they had found. Every day they tried to make paradise their aim. In the end, there's nobody to blame. No, there's never anyone to blame. Though they flew so high, they lifted off the ground, they loved themselves away in the magic they had.
FCC plates on terrestrial radio. That's why I tune in to the internet and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's better than sucking cock. Oh my.
Oh my, indeed.
I missed that one. We haven't heard that in a while.
I know, it's amazing. Do you know that they're having a sort of a contest on Howard Stern? If you want to do like a Be Howard for a day. In other words, they're doing a contest and you have to record like 3 minutes of a radio show.
Oh, we should totally do it.
You think so?
Oh my God, yes.
And I know, but all we have to do really is sit and edit some of our best parts and put them together.
Sam, we have to do that. That'll be hysterical. I know. That's like your dream come true. Like, he's your idol.
Yeah, and you win $5,000.
Let's fucking do it, dude.
And you get a 1 hour show on Sirius. So it's pretty cool.
Just once, 1 hour show?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Get your little editing people together.
Well, that's the thing, is that if I had the time, I would definitely do it. But what takes the most time is having to go through the shows and finding...
Okay, I'll put my people on it.
You know, like that part with the poet, you know, and her song.
Your favorite thing.
Yeah, that filthy.
You just like
filthy
saying
poet.
You just like saying cunnilingus or cunning linguist. Yes, sorry.
And so, yeah, I mean, if we could find things like this, it would be awesome. But I don't know that we're going to have the time. And you know, I mean, they're just going to listen for 3 minutes. You know, so either you make it or you don't. You know, and I know we could grab them that way. Maybe we'll just take one portion of a show and that's it.
We really should. We really
just
should
take 3 minutes and that's it, rather than cut out parts and shit. Hmm? There's only about a week left, I think, to submit or something. So.
We That's to, hysterical. That's so cool.
Isn't it cool?
Yes. We have no choice. We have to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
If only for us to get that one, if we win and we get the 1 hour show on Sirius, think of all the listeners. Like, we could promote the shit out of our show.
Yeah.
And we could take all
those. Think
of
all the listeners when we're just there for the contest.
I mean, know.
You know, because they're probably going to bring a few finalists or something. And, yeah, I mean, just being on Howard Stern, everybody that's associated with Howard Stern, you know, their traffic to their website suddenly like boosts. You know, books go to the top of the bestseller list.
Well, then, Sam, you know what? Sorry, Yom Kippur is tomorrow, but you got some work to do, sweetheart. Yeah.
That's a good idea, huh?
If you want, I will come over and we will, quote unquote, rest together while we are surfing the internet and going through our archives.
Yeah.
Restfully.
I know.
While we are atoning for all the sinful things we say.
I know.
Actually, we'll pick out our most sinful things.
Yeah. Actually, it was yesterday was a pretty funny show with Lisa and stuff.
I know, but like, we're going to have to find like 3 minutes out of that.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, we can still cut out like a few pieces, but maybe I don't need like a million of them, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Oh, that'll be so cool.
Isn't it, though?
Okay, yeah. So we've got to do it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, because now we have the equipment, we have the experience, we have blah, 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 you know? Yeah. It's
blah,
amazing.
Blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah, blah.
So maybe we'll do that. Okay, well, I didn't take it seriously, but now that you mention it.
It's seriously, if you didn't, that would be the dumbest business move I've ever seen in my entire life. I'm just thinking about the exposure.
Yeah.
That's you want to see exposure? You want to see exposure? We got to get at Howard Stern here. That's all the listeners couldn't hear see what I was doing.
Yeah.
I partially exposed myself to Sam.
Not really. You just sort of aired your chest area.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
You dressed very conservative today.
No, this shirt shows side boob.
Oh, side boob.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. I like to wear black on days that I have school, like at least on my top part of me.
Okay.
Because sometimes I ride my bike to school, which I might do today. I can't decide. And then I sweat. Mm-hmm. And so then black doesn't really show and I'm all sweaty. And then seriously, when I'm in my class and I've got this test coming up, I'm surprised I'm even talking to you this morning. I'm surprised I didn't call in like sick. Oh, I'm sick. I had to study. I will sit there and like sweat and get so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's why I wear black on test days.
That school really makes you crazy, huh? I mean,
I'm just a perfectionist, and the fact that I got an F.
Yeah.
I got a fucking F.
I know.
And I got an F, and I've been to every single class.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I was mentally there in any of the classes, but I was physically there, and I've never, ever, 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 ever gotten an F when I was there.
Yeah.
So I'm just very upset with myself and disappointed because I've never let this happen before.
Okay, so just address it, find out why. And,
well, I know why. I was like mentally not there. I was mentally everywhere else.
So there's your answer. You know?
So I've been buckling down. I've been studying. And now if I get an F, I'm dropping the class.
And I'm willing to bet you this week that you're not drinking, you're going to do better at school. I'm willing to bet you.
No.
There's no way you can fucking go to school drunk and hope to be there.
I'm not drunk at school. I'm fine. I get a good night of sleep when I drink.
Okay, but do you? Okay, don't tell me you don't drink before you go to school.
At 8:30 in the morning?
Oh,
no.
That's right. Why am I thinking you go to school at night?
Well, I go to school until 10 o'clock at night, but I'm in school for like a 7-hour period of time.
Yeah.
And then I ride my bike like 20 miles to school.
Right.
I do not drink before I ride 20 miles to school and then have to go for 7 or 8 hours.
Yeah, but you do drink when you ride all the time.
Well, that's like the social rides. Those aren't like the, I've got, X amount of minutes to get to school in a timely fashion.
Yeah. But besides, you don't have to be drinking at that moment, but if you drink all night,
at night when I'm done with class or when I'm like starting another activity.
Right. So do you feel you can actually focus on the text and all that?
What do you mean?
On the textbooks, when you read, can you focus?
I take study drugs.
Study drugs?
Yes.
What are those?
Adderall and Ritalin.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
And that helps
I'm
you.
So ADHD, like I'm on the maximum prescription or dosage allowed per human being per day.
For Ritalin.
And Adderall.
Adderall too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And that helps you?
Oh, yeah. If
yeah. But that's supposed to make you like normal.
It makes me normal.
Right.
I don't take it before the show, FYI.
So you find it helps you study?
If I get cracked out of my Ritalin and Adderall, I could sit and read for like 12 hours straight. But on the flip side, it raises your blood pressure, which is one of the reasons doctors don't like to prescribe it to people, that are my age. Like my doctor, I don't even know what ethnicity his name or he is. He's Dr. like Tek-Tik-Tan.
Tectonic.
No, Tek-Tik-Ta, Hanga, Tek-Hak. No, it's got all these like funny consonants in it, and then it's got like one vowel somewhere, and it's
one
like Tek-Tik-Han. That's actually probably it. I just call him Dr. Playa because he's over in Playa del Rey. But seriously, I don't know.
Dr. Playa.
Dr. Playa.
Okay. Does he know you call him that?
I just call him Doctor when I see him.
Okay.
But he's in my phone as Dr. Playa.
Yeah.
But like, no, I went to go, I don't have his number in this phone. I lost it. And so I had to go look it up the other day because I ran out of my study drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying to like punch it into my predictive text on the phone, like Googling Dr. Tek-Tik-Ha-Kai-Ha-Ha. And the predictive text is like, did you mean God bless you? Or Sprechen Sie Deutsch? And I'm like, no. So it was the most miserable thing in the world trying to do that. But yeah, anyway, I don't know. So study drugs. Yes, I take my study drugs and I...
And that helps you.
Yes, but this is also why I drink, because the steady drugs, yes, they focus me, but they make me very awake and very alert, right, and then it becomes hard to sleep as well. And so then literally I will be up for like 4 days.
Really?
Yeah. Unless I do take a depressant to put me to sleep.
But that's interesting, because I know Ritalin is a stimulant, but yet when it works on ADHD kids mostly kids, then they slow down. So how is it that you're like so?
It slows me down, as in it calms me down, but it keeps you awake and alert.
Right.
But it makes me not hyper.
Right.
So I'm not, I could sit in class and you see how I fidget. I'm just like bouncing around and bopping into things all the time. In class, I will be very awake, but I won't be moving. Yeah. I will be sitting there slowly, like, you know, reading or paying attention or drooling, like, whatever. But it still keeps you awake. Yeah. And especially with the dosage that I'm on to keep me calm and kind of steady and focused. Yeah. It keeps me very awake all night long unless I take alcohol to put myself to sleep.
Okay.
So it's a bad cycle.
Yeah. Well, you sold me on that. I guess you can drink now all you want.
Good, because I'm going... Can I really?
No, I mean, look, you got to do it for yourself. You know, don't do it for me, you know. But
I'll never do it for myself. I'll only do it for other people.
But I'm convinced that if you drink every day, then you're an alcoholic, you know. Because... yeah, I mean, your life is focused around it.
I don't know.
I know you don't want to admit it, but, you know.
I just think I'm a young, fun...
That's the definition.
...party girl.
Yeah.
That likes to have a good time and that wants to be able to sleep at night. I know.
No, I mean, you know, many people find they have to self-medicate, you know, because nothing the doctors do is really helping, you know.
Definitely.
So I can understand that, you know.
I don't know. I've been prescribed all different kinds of medications in my entire life. You know, at one point they thought I was like miserably depressed and this and that. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I wasn't depressed. I just quit drinking. You know, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And so I was never less depressed in my entire life than when I quit taking all my antidepressants and all of my mood regulating medication and all of my anti-addictive behavior medication. That was the best.
Yeah.
When they had me on antidepressants and... what else was that? Oh, the anti-addictive behavior medication.
Wow.
And it was like I was doing more drugs than ever when I was on the anti-addictive medication behavior.
That's
behavior
terrible.
Medication.
And that's when you were a kid.
That's like when I was like 18 to 22.
Oh, I see.
Wow. And I was partying harder than ever.
Yeah.
Then I quit taking all that shit, and then I quit doing, you know, most of the drugs that I was using.
Yeah. Now, what age do you recall you started drinking?
I started using drugs before I started drinking.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Mm. I started smoking pot and doing coke at 14.
Really?
Yep.
Jeez.
I know.
That's young, you know?
It was very young. I remember the first time I ended up having, like, a beer, I was 13. It was one beer at the age of 13. And my girlfriend and I, we stole, like, a Budweiser from my dad's fridge on New Year's Eve. We took this one can of Bud upstairs, and we were like, dude, we're going to get wasted. This is going to be great. And so, like, we split the can of Budweiser, and both just like, we're like, I'm feeling it. How are you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling it, too. We were just totally pretending we were buzzed on, like, three sips of beer, and then we're like, okay, happy New Year's Eve. Let's go to bed. But yeah, the next time after that, I was 15 on three shots of Jack Daniels and got wasted on that. But I never really liked being drunk.
No?
No. I was always very much into the drugs.
Really?
Yeah.
So at what point did you develop an affinity for it?
For alcohol?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, when I started college in Colorado, my friends actually thought, A, that I had an eating disorder.
Really?
Because I would throw up every time I would drink.
Oh.
Like, instantly. And I thought I was allergic to alcohol. Mm. For some reason, it just did not agree with my body. We'd go out partying, and, like, all my friends are binge drinking. And I would always end up being the designated driver, because I would drink, and then I would throw up instantly. Then I'd be fine. But so, I don't know. Probably when I was 22, I really started drinking.
Oh, so it's not that long ago.
No, definitely not. Mm. By my 21st birthday, I was not drinking at all.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yep.
So it's a recent thing.
Last four years.
Yeah.
4 or 5 years. Quasi-recent, if you consider that. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. That's that.
Yeah.
Should we talk about some of the news here?
We could, yeah. In fact, we have a guest coming, but we'll give her a few minutes just to settle. I'm not sure she's here yet. But this is funny, huh? When we can't see what's going on in the front. So maybe we'll put in like a camera or something.
I think maybe we should just leave that first door open.
Well, if you do, then... you know, it's too prone to noise and stuff. You know, if people stand out there and they talk, it's going to distract, you know. So that's why I just learned to keep it like that and that's it. So, yeah, people don't need to walk in here. But, no, we'll get a camera. I mean, what the hell? You know, we've got, like, technology here.
You're just a voyeur. You just want to spy on people.
Yeah.
What kinds of naughty things they're doing. But we shouldn't let them know they're being watched.
Well, no, we won't.
Yeah.
We'll
get them with their finger in their nose or doing something.
Yeah. Well, they have those hidden cameras, you know, like inside clocks.
Like
and
a
stuff
nanny cam?
Yeah. Yeah, those kind of things.
Oh, the
so
good old
can
nanny
do that.
Cam.
Yeah. But no, I mean, we can make it visible. It's just so we know what's going on in the front, you know?
That just seems so sneaky. I say we just have a...
Really? Okay, well, we'll just keep checking. We'll take a break every 5 minutes and we'll check.
I think we just leave that or be like knock on the door or open the door and poke your head in, like if you're here.
No.
No?
That's not professional. That's what I'm trying to avoid from the last one, you know. In the last studio we had, people would walk right into the show, you know. And here you have the opportunity for them to wait. So,
but here we've got three doors.
I know.
Oh, I have an idea. I have an idea. Pick me. Yes. Pick me.
Yes, Susie, in the back.
Thank you.
Raising her finger.
This is brilliant. Not my finger, my hand. Okay, what we do is we put a light bulb on the top of the door for like red light, green light.
Yeah.
And so it's a red light if they can't come in.
Right.
And then we'll have a green light when like we're ready. Be like, okay, it's 10 o'clock. And like if the guest comes, we could just push the button and it'll be green light for come in.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Or they could just, this creeped me out, but I had a chiropractor once upon a time that had this. He had... First of all, you walk in to his reception area, and everything was kind of like blue crushed velvet, which was a little creepy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
It is creepy.
But it was really creepy.
Yeah.
But my insurance actually paid for this guy, so that's the only reason I went. But then he had three doors, and basically the receptionist would be like, okay, Ms. Raleigh, like you can go into door number two. And so I go into door number two, and it's just two doors in like a little tiny like 2x2 area.
Uh-huh.
And I'm supposed to like disrobe and put on... you know, his little hospital gown thing with my undies.
Yeah.
First of all, it's a chiropractor. I've never had to disrobe for any other chiropractor in my life. So, A, that was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Two things creepy. Three things creepy at this point.
Yeah.
But then when I was in my robe, I would have to push a button. And that button would light up on his side saying that I was ready and naked in my robe and ready to come in. So he had another crushed blue velvet room. But he would have like three naked people like just standing in these little doorways, like pushing the buttons.
Wow.
With the little light bulb whenever they were ready.
Sounds like a game show to me.
It does sound like a game show, and that's what it was like. But it was like it's just creepy because you're naked and you're standing there and you're like, my back hurts. I just want it fixed. So, yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is funny.
But we could do that. We could do that.
Yeah.
You're
that's
like,
true.
No.
We could. No, I mean, we could. We can do anything we want with this place, you know?
I just always think of, like, recording studios and radio studios as, like, having, like, lights being like,
lights
okay,
on
don't,
air.
Red air, don't fucking talk.
Yeah.
Or, like, an on-air sign.
True. Yeah, an on-air sign. Well, we have one right on the door. You didn't
it's
see it.
It's not the same when it's taped onto the door, Sam.
Oh, I
if
see.
It's blinking,
you want lights.
If it's blinking... Lights are so much more fun when you're on mushrooms.
God, you just can't make these hosts fucking happy, man. Let's take another break and see if the guest is here, and we'll be back right after this.
If you've got medical questions, we not only have your answers, but also sarcastic comments to go along with them at HouseWebMD.
I logged on to HouseWebMD to look up indigestion.
I could recommend an antacid, but I have a better idea. How about slowing down a little bit at the food trough there, Miss Piggy?
What?
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, we have the answers to your toughest medical questions at HouseWebMD.
I'm on HouseWebMD to look up migraines, anxiety, heart disease, skin problems, and insomnia.
Whoa. Maybe you should also type in hypochondriac. You know what you need, pal? A backbone and a couple of stiff drinks.
HouseWebMD. Better information, better health. Better do exactly what the doctor says, or he'll call you a moron.
Locked in to LA Talk Radio, the home of irreverent, entertaining, and cool
get my feet back on the ground. My friends all laughed at me. They said you never change. I wonder if they're laughing now. No reason why I can't do anything. No reason why I can't be what I wanna be. No reason why. Looking at the past, I see I've come a long, long way. And you know it wasn't always fun. But even if I knew I couldn't find, I wouldn't change a thing.
Wouldn't change a thing.
I found my place out in the sun. No reason why.
In the morning on LA Talk Radio.
Okay, and we're back, and we have a guest in the studio.
Welcome. Good morning. Good morning. Hey guys, morning. How are you guys?
We're
spectacular.
Good. Please introduce yourself.
My name is Queen Bee, or I'm actually Queen known Bee. On MySpace as Queen Bee. I do have my legal name, but that's not released to the public.
Okay,
so I'm known as Queen Bee.
It's not relevant, huh?
Right. And right. I am a plus-size model and a struggling actress.
Excellent, oh, excellent. Wow,
which wow. I know you don't find much of in Los Angeles.
No,
but
no. But yeah, talking about plus size, Susie, I mean, what's the first thing that she's shown to the world?
Boobies.
Yes.
Well, you know.
Very large ones.
This is what I say. I say accentuate the positive.
You're definitely accentuating. Yeah, yeah.
You have to do it.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Why not? Right? Yeah.
Shake what your mama gave you.
And unfortunately, I tend to. Some people enjoy it. Some people don't. But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, I mean, what size are they?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah.
And
you don't know?
When people ask that, I say they're big enough.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean, but we try to describe it to our listeners.
Oh, okay.
And stuff, so
you
describe them. Or should I?
Oh, I would say cantaloupes.
Okay. Yes. Fabulous. Fantastic. But, cantaloupe size.
Yeah. No, I'm actually going to go honeydew.
Okay.
I'm going honeydew.
A honeydew is sweeter, and I am the queen bee.
Yeah.
Right?
So how did you decide to become Queen Bee? I mean,
you know,
this is obviously a character that
It is my alter ego. Basically, it's I feel like we tend to, in Los Angeles, celebrate diversity.
Right.
But it's never diversity in terms of body size or the, you know, in terms of, you know, your weight. It's always, oh, we're going to have a diverse cast of maybe adding somebody that's ethnic or, you know, throwing a woman in the mix. But it's never, like, if you look at Wisteria Lane, if you look at Desperate Housewives, you know, you got the blondes, you got the little hot Latina on there, you got all these people, but tell me that there's no fat people on your street. I'm so serious.
Yeah.
Are there none?
There's
on your
mostly,
street?
I mean,
Sam.
Look, I see a lot of, just trying to, not to make too many noises. Yeah,
I'm sorry, Sam.
People are probably going, God, this banging here. No, I mean, I can see you're hyper and you're excited and enthusiastic.
Right.
So that's cool. But
he yells at me for bouncing around and making noise all the time.
Yeah, that's fine. But so go ahead, go back. So you asking me, I mean, there's a lot of fat people out there.
Well, there you go, right?
Yeah.
And I feel like it. I feel like, okay, for example, if I were to say, let's say, okay, for example, eHarmony.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm a single woman.
Right.
And I went onto eHarmony because I'm trying to find matches.
Right.
And my friend is laughing at me because she really made fun of me for that.
Where's your friend?
Right there.
Oh, you brought a friend?
My beautiful hot friend right there.
So why is she sitting here?
No, she's a shy one.
I told her to come in, but she has to do something over there, she said.
She's lying, though.
That's an excuse.
She's a liar.
You know what? Nobody comes in here.
And she's a Christian. Do you know that you just lied? And you're a Christian?
You know,
see, I don't think she's.
And it's almost Yom Kippur. It's a day of atonement tomorrow. Get in here.
Come on.
Atone for your sins, goddammit.
Yeah, nobody comes in the studio and not talk. I mean, that's not. That's rude.
We like having a round table around here.
Yes, yes, yes. And she will diversify the.
Definitely.
Right?
The door a little bit. Yeah.
So basically, this is the whole thing. If I go on to eHarmony.
Yeah.
And I obviously have to put that I'm overweight. So it obviously...
Wait. You have to put that you're overweight on?
Yes, yes. So it has...
Is there a weight limit? Is there like a chart?
There's no chart. It's just basically it you're just in a bulk overweight category.
More to love category?
Well, it's not even that nice on eHarmony.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, so you go on there. So I'm in the overweight category. And what that means is I have to match with people or men that are like, I like overweight chicks.
Yeah. And do you think that's a fetish at that point? Or there are men that like...
No. Who are you telling?
Chubby chasers, yeah.
Sam, who are you telling? But what I'm trying to say...
No, I'm asking.
No, what I'm trying to say is I consider myself to be more mainstream than anything.
Right.
If a man doesn't find me beautiful, that's his choice.
Right.
But I'm telling you, I promise you that there are so many men that are going to check that they don't like overweight women, but will try and talk to me if they were to see me in public or whatever the case is. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what I think it is that maybe they have a secret attraction to overweight women, but they're ashamed to show it, or maybe they're embarrassed to be seen with so they won't be called like chubby chasers or whatever that is.
I mean,
you know,
I
gotta tell you before that I'm really impressed how freely you talk about this, because I know many women will not discuss their weight at all.
Right.
You know,
No, so, definitely. I
try to be
free with my I try to be very just not shy about it.
Yeah.
I'll say my weight on my MySpace page. I put my weight. I'm 250 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a small girl.
No.
By any means.
Yeah.
But
you carry it well, though. I really do say.
But see, that's what I'm trying to say. If somebody is listening right now and they're like, oh, dang, I would never mess with anybody that's over such an 180, whatever they think is acceptable.
Right.
I promise you.
Yeah.
Sam, I promise you.
Yes. Go ahead.
That they will get down with me.
Uh-huh.
It will happen.
I'm sure.
I so am a believer in that.
Yeah.
I have people, MySpace, the internet just in general. We all know that there's just a bunch of haters, just people that just love to write nasty things on YouTube. You see it.
Very abusive.
Just people, just haters.
Yeah.
That would never say it in real life.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll type it, and I don't get it.
Yeah.
So I get messages.
Because you can't see their face.
Right. They're anonymous, so they can say whatever they want.
And my mom always said, never write anything anonymously. If you can't put your name on it, you can't attach your name to it, don't do it.
Yeah.
So anyways, I get messages all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, you know, lose weight, you fat ass hoe.
No, you don't.
Wow. No. Tell me I don't.
Oh.
Tell me I don't.
I can imagine you've got some stories throughout your life that are probably like blood curdling.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
Wow.
So to those people that write me that, I write back like, you know what? That's a good suggestion. Thank you so much. I promise you that when I hit them back with something that's nice, kind, courteous, if it's a man, they come back to me.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing today? You sound so classy and nice. I would like to get to know you a little bit more. I'm sorry about that previous message.
Oh,
I've had people that say that somebody hacked into their MySpace accounts, wrote me that message. And now, since I'm talking to the real person, we can get on a personal level.
Yeah.
So it's very funny. I think that people that judge because of a certain weight or a certain this, that, and the other, if you don't think it's beautiful, Why
waste your time? Why waste your freaking time doing
that? Right?
Yeah, yeah.
And my whole thing is
because people are mean, you know. They are. And but like Susie said, and let me describe this. I mean, you're not a fat slob by any.
Why,
you know,
thank you, sir.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
you know. You were checking out my ass, is what you were saying.
Well, no, I was checking out the whole package.
Thank you,
yeah,
thank you.
You can sit on my face any day.
Okay? So, I think he probably would like to titty fuck you as well.
I've been told that before.
Yeah.
Or just go,
mama. Yes, actually, yeah. Just let me rest my head there for a few minutes. I'm good.
Right, but I'm Sam. Good. But Sam, if I told you and you had never seen my face and you had never seen me in person,
right,
you
right.
never seen my MySpace page, you never seen a picture, and I said that I am 250 pound 5'7" 5'8" I mean, you would have a prejudged
yes.
notion in your mind as to how you think I would look.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
That yeah. sounds slothenly, or what do you yeah. call it?
Slovenly.
some sort of it's some sort of seven deadly sin. What is it? What yeah. is the seventh it's one when you're just a
sloth? Slav. No, sloth is an animal, isn't it?
Oh, Lord. I went to 12 years of Catholic school. I can't even remember that one. Sloth.
Let's bring
whatever
your,
it is.
Let's bring your friend into the
yes,
conversation.
Please do. Please
good
do.
Morning to you.
Good morning.
And what is your name?
Mia.
Mia.
Yes.
And you guys are good friends?
We
very
are.
Good. Very
really?
Good,
yes. How long have you been friends?
What, about 5 or 6 years?
Yeah, five or 6 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how'd you guys meet?
Work, yes.
Yeah, work.
Oh, really?
And she was just trying to, she always wanted to be around me.
Yeah.
You know, she always trying to be my friend.
Yeah.
Because I look so fun to be around.
Yeah. No, you are, so. And you're fun. And that's what I find is that overweight people have great personalities, and I think
and
maybe
Jews are cheap.
Because they have to work, because they have to, fuck you, okay? Because they have to work harder sometimes, you
well,
know, to get the attention, no?
Okay, well, I don't know.
No?
I met fat bitchy people.
Yeah. That was the biggest overgeneralization I've ever heard.
You think
right.
so?
Yes. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend. I mean, I just thought that...
Well, you didn't offend me.
Yeah.
You just probably no. just half of the people that are listening.
That's okay. That's what we do
okay,
is offend
there
people.
You go.
Yeah.
There you go.
But no, I mean, I just... I find that... You see, I thought I said a good thing, you know?
Well, you know.
You know, anyway, never mind.
He basically, okay, my roommate was in here yesterday, and he basically said the same thing to me today, because she is very, very, very flat-chested.
Oh.
Very flat-chested. I mean, rib nipple.
Oh.
Yes.
You know, but the opposite of you.
But she is absolutely, like, stunning, and she's gorgeous, you know, just the way you are, and she puts herself together, and she just makes herself, even though she has, like, a very small chest, you know, she is still very womanly and very sexual and just whatever. But Sam was saying the same thing. He's like, well, do you think, you know, because of her boobs, like, she doesn't get guys or this and that? And, you know, do you think that she's got to overcompensate with her personality because she doesn't have boobs? And it's like, no. She just can be herself, you know, whether she has them or whether she doesn't.
I think guys are...
No, I mean, that's what I recommend, but...
I think guys are more attracted to women than they think, meaning that they don't know what it is until they see it, and when they see it, it surprises them on occasion.
Yeah.
And it's a variety of reasons.
Whether it's one extreme or the other or something in the middle.
But we have just this media just dictating, you should like this. You understand what I'm saying?
You're right, yeah.
There are so many men that like a flat chest or a small chest and either a... you know, larger hips or whatever the case is, why not be able to celebrate everything?
Yeah.
Instead of tearing people down.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said, you know, it's just like a, you know, like a piece of art. Some people can appreciate it and some people don't,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it's a question of taste, I think, you know?
I agree.
So, now, what do you think of this, Mia? I mean, do you ever think of the way that she looks and, you know, and her weight and so forth?
I actually don't.
You don't even see it, huh?
It's not that I don't see it. It's that it's not the biggest quality that she has.
Obviously.
As, you know, and so I'm around her and it doesn't faze me. So when we have conversations or people concentrate on it, we just laugh and it's more entertainment for us whenever. I mean, people say things to me. I'm not, you know, full figured or I don't have, you know, a big butt. And normally that's affiliated with a black woman.
Right.
So, I mean, it goes both ways. And we just laugh about it because of the type of people that we are. And we're so enriched in other ways that, you know, I'm not saying that it doesn't get us down, but it's not the highlight. It's not.
She's a classy one. I'm the one that's like, I'm fuckable.
Yeah.
I'm fuckable. Come on. Yeah. Don't play.
That's true. She plays the goody two-shoes. I mean, yeah, excuse me, but you dressed in a fuck me clothes.
There
okay?
you go.
Oh, you
all the time. I just didn't wear my heels.
heels.
Yeah. I didn't wear my heels today. I came in my tennis.
You didn't wear your FM boots.
I didn't. I did not because I didn't want to. You know.
Yeah.
Now I have a personal question for you, Queen Bee.
Yes.
Is it Miss Bee or Queen Bee?
Queen Bee.
Now, do you try to lose weight?
Oh yes.
Susie's lying.
Let me just tell you where I'm coming from, because I grew up in New York as a model, and like at a very early age, like my mother kind of like, you know, gave me like a her imposed eating disorder on me, because I was too fat at the age of like 5. My cheeks are just, I just have round little chubby cheeks. Right. Like that's just the way my body is. And so like she basically starved me so I could be like a good child model. Mm. And so, you know, I just kind of learned different ways to keep my weight down, like whether it be a cocaine habit at the age of 14 or, you know, this
right,
and that.
Right.
You know, and then my dad's girlfriend right now just had the lap band surgery, and she's lost, I don't know, like 60 pounds in 3 weeks. You know, and those, like, there are different extremes.
Well, I definitely, weight is always a struggle. For anyone.
For anyone, every shape and size.
Every woman is like, oh, my thighs are this. I mean, they could be very, very slender women, and they still have these thoughts in their mind. Mm. I want to be healthy. Do I think that 250 pounds is healthy for my weight? No. Mm-hmm. Should I lose weight? Yeah. And it is a constant struggle. But in the meantime, and this is how I look at it. In the meantime, why feel bad? You understand?
Yeah. No.
Why hide?
Be proud of it. Yeah.
Why hide? Why? That's just bringing more negativity. It's just having an...
Well, I'm not saying to hide. I'm just saying worry for your own health, you know.
Oh, no, definitely. And we just went on, you know, she took me on a hike. You know, she's very supportive. So we, you know, we do things that you know, to create a healthier
Queen
Bee.
You have a smoker's voice. I can tell the rasp.
Oh my god! Yeah.
You do.
No, you know what? I smoked for probably about at least 10 years. Yeah. At least 10 years, and it's something that I struggle with, especially when I drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bought my first pack of cigarettes for the first time in like 6 months yesterday because Sam bet me that I can't drink for a week, and I'm an alcoholic. So,
wow,
fine. I said it. I said Sam, it. You assholes. See, we all have our issues here.
Yeah, I'm a basket case, too. I forgot my cigarettes today, and I was getting ready to call my wife. I actually called her to tell her bring me my cigarettes, and then I thought, this is pretty stupid to do, you know? So, yeah, it's hard, you know? I mean, it's hard when you're accustomed to something, you know?
And
there's things that trigger this. But I got to tell you, man, these tits are something else, you know? I've never seen anything like this. They're beautiful.
He really wants to
see this. Wait.
They're huge.
They look very soft.
Mia, are they? They're not even in full force tint right
now.
They
aren't actually.
No. I have a display case when I go out.
Really?
Yes.
But you walking around with a huge cleavage. I mean, you must get stares all the time.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But you're obviously after those stares, or you wouldn't dress like that.
It's not that I'm. Honestly, I promise you, it's not that I'm after the stares. It's just that. It's kind of like I'm an either or type person.
Mm.
And it's like I want people just to look at, I want people to look at me sexually.
Yeah.
Do I want them to look at me like I'm a fat cow whale sloven type person?
I see.
Which one do I want to be?
That's true.
So it's either or.
Yeah.
You know, can I dress, you know, a little bit differently and get, you know, you think I'm a classy chick?
Right.
But that, you know, that's not really me. I'm you know,
her face is hysterical.
I really want, when you see me, you're going to know that, and you talk to me for 5 minutes, there are certain things I want you to know. I want you to see me and know that I'm, you know, just this sexual creature.
Mm-hmm.
But then I want you to talk to me and know that I'm a fun chick. I want you to talk to me and know that I have some brains up here. I want you to understand that I'm too self-confident for my own good.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
do you feel that sort of like makes you feel, well, maybe I don't need to be pressured to lose weight because I'm okay with the way I am?
I think maybe I did feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe I did feel that way. But Now I would like to be healthy. See, if I don't know if you noticed that when Queen Latifah did the whole Jenny Craig type thing, she was never like, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. I'm going to do this. She says that she's going to get a size healthy. That's the quote. I'm a size healthy.
Yeah.
Right?
And then like Star Jones, I think she's the opposite extreme where she just like, ooh.
She's just nasty.
Yeah. No, I know. I'm just like, ah. Yeah. Those are like the two like main overweight.
Well, see, this is my problem. And I'm so sorry to interrupt.
Oh, no, go ahead.
This is my problem is that any big chick that's on TV in the media or whatever the case is, those women, I feel like they sex them down. Mm-hmm. If you understand what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Queen Latifah does it herself because, you know, for obvious reasons, she wants to not look womanly, but but they sex them down. They put a big chick in there like yeah, we're gonna put you out there, but you're not gonna look sexual. And I really think the only person who really achieved that when she was heavier was Anna Nicole. I do think that when she had her show, she was very shapely, very sexual, very, unfortunately, she was also on crack.
Yeah. Totally screwed up at the time. Yeah.
So she kind of put a negative, like she was a sexy, fat crack whore.
Right.
Where I want to be not
crack whore.
Not a crack whore.
I just want to be sexy, and you are.
Right. Thank you. So, I mean, essentially, that's what I want to bring to the table.
Yeah. Okay. And you know, I mean, and you've got a unique package. Have you considered porn?
There you go.
I mean, you'd make a lot of
money.
Can
I tell you something? Yeah. Can Sam, my lord. Have I considered porn?
That door has been opened. Will she walk through it?
No, it has been brought to my attention. As you said, it is kind of a fetish, the big girl thing, okay?
Yeah. BBW, right?
BBW. Okay. So when
what's that say for BB?
Big, beautiful. Women. Yeah,
big, beautiful women. You see, B-B-W. I do my research. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah. So.
Oops. Sorry.
Excuse me.
Yeah, don't choke on it.
I'm sorry. I was eating a ham sandwich right now.
Yeah. Salivating right now.
Mia's thinking, I can't carry her out of here.
She's tried to carry me a few times.
Really?
So.
Wow. Aww,
such a good friend.
My skinny little friend. Yeah. But I've been offered some very odd fetish style stuff. The first thing that really kind of that I was offered that I was like, wow, I'm really delving into something that I maybe don't want to, that my mom would not be proud of, was a Japanese passing gas.
Oh my god! Really?
On tape.
Yeah.
I didn't take it.
And
I didn't
wanted to pass gas on you. Is that it?
No. They wanted me to do the passing of the gas.
Wow.
Wait, on someone or what?
No, just videotaping me passing gas. Right? Yeah. That's hot, right?
Wow. What a fucking fetish. You know, a fat girl party, you know?
And then just recently, I got an offer for a smoking fetish website.
Oh, wow.
Smoking where?
No, yes. Exactly.
Do you smoke after sex? No, I do.
And I watched the videos of the other girls that were smoking, and it was just like the description. You know how they do the porn descriptions, like big inhale, and it was just very like I was like I could no, honestly, Sam. I was like I can do this.
Yeah, you can do that. I mean, it requires no sex, right?
Well, then they told me, yeah, you're going to have to be topless.
See. Okay. topless is nothing.
I did a topless march from Santa Monica to Venice 2 months ago.
Yeah but
that
was for
cause. But you would get a lot
more
attention than you would.
No, that was, I'd be flopping all over the place. You don't want to see me marching. you don't want to see me marching. But I have gotten some very odd, interesting, and...
Indecent proposals?
Exactly, I have. And I haven't taken them up yet. Wow. I'm not that desperate. Yeah. But, you know, with the economy, who knows? I'll smoke on camera with my bra off.
And you love sex, too, right?
I do.
Would you do, like, full-on porn and stuff?
No, you wouldn't do that.
No. Yeah. Because then...
It's my Catholic guilt. I would do it. Uh-huh. Give me a bottle of Grey Goose and it'll happen.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. But then I'll probably sue you for the rights later because, you know, it's a Catholic guilt thing.
No, it is. It is. Yeah. Plus, look, I mean, it could hurt a career if you you're trying to have one. You know?
Yeah, but you know what I would do?
So, Mia, you keep her away from the porn, okay?
I have a big job.
Because it's hard because we're in the porn capital of the world.
Yeah.
Is this valley right here. Mm, you know?
Wait, now, Mia, you said you guys work together. What kind of work do both of you do together?
Well, we used to work together.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Customer service.
Yeah, she's still the professional woman. I'm the, you know, just the random entertainer actress type.
Like today, I had jury duty, and they dismissed me. So she's like, where are you? I'm going to come get you. So this is really just a random happening right now.
No, I've always wanted jury duty. I'm so jealous of you.
But she got dismissed.
I've got jury duty this week, but I've been calling every night. They said you don't have to come. And this is
after else get jury duty? It's not fair. But listen,
and I was trying to get out of it because I can't, like, you know, afford to leave 2 weeks from the station. Right. I can't afford to leave an hour, you know? So, for an hour. So, I tried to fight this, and they're like, no, unacceptable. No. You have to come. And then they don't call you, you know? So it's bullshit. But you know what? I'll give you mine.
Okay. I was just thinking about jury duty last night and how I wanted it and how it just wasn't fair.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, did you change your address or do you still have a Massachusetts address?
I have a California license, but it's from five addresses ago.
Okay. So that explains it. Yeah.
Oh. They can't find you.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone to find me.
Yeah. So Queen Bee, how did you come up with that name?
It was a discussion. I sat down and had a discussion. I was really bored with MySpace. I was probably stalking my ex-boyfriend at the time.
Yes.
I was, and I needed something
to
get...
Don't you love how that happens?
Oh, it was... it is. It would require another show, because I was stalking somebody. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
Or I try not to. Not as bad as it was. It was pretty bad.
It was pretty bad.
Before I was Queen Bee, it was pretty bad.
It was.
I was stalking somebody pretty bad online, but and all of his girlfriends, his other girlfriends.
Oh, really?
That is correct.
But, you know, whatever.
We've all been there. It's
there
okay.
You have to do it. You have to do it. Yeah. So I had to hack into somebody's profile to do it. But anyways, I was like, I'm so bored. I'm on this thing all day trying to stalk this guy, and it's driving me crazy. What else can I do that's online that's fun? Mm-hmm. And that's what I did. I kind of created this little...
Like persona or something.
Yeah. And people really liked it. People really enjoyed it. I have like the greatest MySpace friends. Mm-hmm. And they really are just... It's honestly 99% love.
Wow.
With that 1% of that anger. But the anger comes from love inside that they don't know how to release. You understand?
Oh, yeah. It's a thin line.
Yeah.
It's a thin line.
Well, we have a phone call. Let's see.
Oh, yes.
Good morning. You're on the air with Queen Bee. Yes. We have Mia and Susie, of course. Who's calling?
Hi, this is St. Louis Steve.
Hi, St. Louis Steve. We've missed Susie. You.
I missed you guys, too. You've been off the air too long. I'm glad that you're all back on.
Yes, we're here. We've been here all week for you.
Good. So what about you? Do you like big, beautiful women, Steve?
Oh, I like them any way I can.
There
get them.
You yeah. go. That's.
But you know that sounds pretty desperate.
Everybody's their own. What now?
It sounds pretty desperate to say that, but
I just admire beauty. Everybody's beautiful in their own special way.
That's true.
There you go. He gets the message.
You know what? This is a really cool show you got as always, and I wanted to let you know something about. This friend of ours that just performed in St. Louis this last weekend, his name's James Gunn, and he came out with this special release of a video today called PG Porn.
Ooh.
And you got James Gunn. You got to check this out.
It sounds like Disney. The Little Mermaid takes off her shells.
So what the hell is PG Porn? Yeah, what the hell is PG Porn?
What now?
What is PG Porn?
It's a new video that I came out with.
Okay, he's cutting off. Goodbye.
Aww.
Yeah, I can't talk
PG
like that.
Porn?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on. But
Is he a regular? He's a regular.
He's a regular.
There you go.
We've got another call. Hold on. You see, you're popular already.
Good
morning. You're on the air.
Hi, I want to say hi to Aaron Ziggy from Wichita Lace.
Hey! How are you doing, Ziggy?
I'm doing okay. Erin was actually one of our models on our first fashion show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she was, we're Wish and Lace, we're a plus size lingerie company, and I've known Erin for a while, so she's a great, great gal.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Did you get a chance to do her at all?
No, I'm married.
No, oh, you're married, okay.
Yeah.
So, what does that have to do with anything?
But
Says Sam over here.
And I love my wife.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, That's cool. Anything you want to ask her while
we're no, I'm just making sure that she's a great woman. Everybody knows that. That knows her personally, and she's out for a good cause.
Awesome. Awesome. No. Thank you so much
you,
for calling.
Thank you, Ziggy. Okay.
All righty.
That's Ziggy Stardust on the line. So, Mia, so obviously you were with a very sexual friend.
Yes.
Right. Does that rub off on you at all?
Well, I'm a Scorpio, so I have my own.
Oh, you have your own problems.
It's just in a different way. We're not friends for no reason.
Right. Wow. So, that's amazing. So, do you guys sometimes go out and pick up guys together?
I mean, no. What kind of question is that?
Yeah,
what kind of friends do you think they are? Okay, no, they said home and read books.
No, I don't know.
I told you I was on eHarmony.
Yeah, that's
I'm trying to catch right now. I need a man.
I'm on eHarmony too.
There you go. You know, honestly, we go out all the time. And the best thing about Mia and I is we have completely different tastes.
Mm. So you're not competing for the same men. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
never.
That's cool.
I have an Adam's apple fetish.
Really?
And she doesn't even look toward the guy.
You have an Adam's apple fetish?
I have an Adam's apple fetish.
Ew, why?
It started with Roger Rabbit. It started
Did
very
he have
young.
An Adam's apple?
He had a very prominent neck area. Mm-hmm. And I just think the Adam's apple is a very...
like manly
No,
thing
it's so serious. Erotic zone. Can I tell you...
They creep me out. I want to cut them off.
I've had this conversation quite a few times, so if I don't
I've tried to explain it to me. It's a very masculine thing. Mm-hmm. And I love men, and I love, like, I don't know, you know...
Like their penises.
Right. Right. Just like their penises. Except it's like an Adam's apple.
It's a visual interpretation.
It is. It's just very a prominent portion of your body that some men have very large Adam's apples.
Have you noticed any association between a large Adam's apple and a large member?
Oh, Lord. If I could... We need to do a study.
That would be great.
We need to do something.
We really should.
You know what I know?
We could do this for my stats homework. I've got a project I need to do. We can actually get some data.
You know that I actually do know that there's a correlation between very slender, short...
And large penises.
What the fuck?
I know the same thing. I've noticed
large penises.
Yes, yes. It's
what is it?
I don't know.
Short.
Skinny.
Skinny.
Skinny. Scrawny.
Okay.
It's like God was like, look, you're not going to get the height. You're not going to get more than 5'5 right now. You're not, you know, you're not going to bulk up. You're going to be a 26 waist forever.
My sister always wonders why I date the shorter men that are shorter than me.
But the thing is, I think it's a fallacy to assume
that
height has anything to do.
Just like it was a fallacy that you assumed that I have to try harder to be a nice person because I'm fat. Okay. Just relax.
All right, now we're
relax
even.
Relax with that fallacy.
Now we're even, okay. She's not going to let me live it down.
She said fallacy.
Okay, we got another call. Good morning, you're on the air. Who's calling?
David from San Diego.
Hi, David.
Are you a fan?
How are you?
Good. Are you a fan of Queen Bee here?
Oh, yes. We've actually exchanged a couple of notes on MySpace.
Ooh, right. What's your name on MySpace, though?
David E.
Okay, I have to look at it, though. Yeah. I have to see it.
Yeah. So you never met her in person, huh?
No, haven't had the pleasure. Haven't made the trip up north to Long Beach.
Well, we get to see her here live. All 250 pounds, beautiful 250 pounds, and
I would agree.
And definitely, I think half of that weight is just in the chest.
I haven't measured it yet, though. I have not put a scale to that.
Yeah, but I mean,
well,
no,
her personality outshines all that. So.
Oh, see.
No, but that's the point. It's not like she looks bad either. That's what I'm saying. It's not just
he
about.
He knows how to give a compliment.
He really does.
She doesn't look bad at all.
No, I mean,
oh my gosh.
You know, I'm trying. You take everything I say the wrong way because I think you're being defensive.
If you look at my page, she.
Hello?
Vince and a half.
Yeah. Whatever. you see, okay. We're going to let you go because everybody's calling on their cell phones.
Yeah.
But look, let me explain to you what I'm feeling.
Okay.
Because apparently
please.
I keep putting my foot in my mouth here. Okay. I think you're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
I would have sex with you in a second.
I'm fuckable. Okay.
Definitely. And
2 for 2.
It's getting better.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Great personality. Thank you. Definitely. Thank definitely. You. Okay. So why would you think that I'm saying things to?
I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay,
good. It's the way you're saying it.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You said you're married.
I'm half asleep. It doesn't matter. What does it have to do with anything? No, but doesn't
your? So you just said she's boring.
What?
Yeah, you said I'm putting me to sleep.
Fuck you. Okay. Oh, you know what? Gosh. I'm walking out.
This is getting. This is.
You should see what she does to the waitresses when we go out.
Yeah,
so
I'm
anything
just
to worry about.
I should have known being in the same room with three women, and eventually I would get shit on.
The tables have turned. Yeah.
No, but no, I don't. I don't take it to offense. I know that you're trying to in some.
No,
sort
I'm
of
not.
Twisted...
No, I'm not. I'm not trying to make you feel better. I'm just telling you what I feel.
Thank you,
and
sir.
What I think. Okay.
Thank you kindly.
I'm not in business for making people feel better about themselves. You know, I'm here to really discuss and find out about you.
Yes.
And I think you're fascinating. And
thank you, sir.
That's my last word on that. So if you think that I'm trying to,
no, never.
Okay. Okay. All right. I
mean,
look,
I feel weird now.
No. Wait,
I feel really weird.
You should.
I feel like you're grounded. I've been chastised.
No, but okay. But you just think of this, okay? Who's the one that booked you on this show?
You did, sir.
Okay. I didn't see you. I didn't anything,
right? Right.
Okay. You said plus size model, blah, blah, blah. I thought, amazing. Let's have her on the show.
So
there you go. I think that speaks volumes, okay? All right.
Are you saying you deserve a blowjob now? What's going on?
There you go. There
who
you
put,
go.
Who he said volume.
You're not short and skinny, so I don't know if I can, you know.
No, I am short and skinny.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, not so skinny.
In many ways. Okay.
But, wow, it's getting hot in here.
Yeah, it is.
I'm warm. I am warm.
It's definitely warm.
Yeah, because we, you see, when we get here at 9, it's pretty cold. And then by the time you sit here,
some of us get here at 8:30. Yeah. I don't know.
That's true, yeah. But... No, do you want me to go turn on the air real quick?
No, it's fine. We only have 5 minutes left.
Yeah, we only have about a few minutes left. So I apologize for that. Next time you come, we'll have the, what was it, Grey Goose or something that you
called?
Yes. Yeah, okay. We'll have that for you. Mia is like, yes.
I don't ever get to drink this early in the day.
Speak my language.
Sure, how come they're allowed to have alcohol this week and I'm not?
So. Well, because you've had it all year, so you get to take a break.
I have it every day.
Yeah. There you go.
So Queen Bee, when was the last time you had really good sex?
Oh, wow. Well, that's an interesting question.
For all you listeners or something. All the listeners.
Okay, I had a...
Let's not go with really good, let's just say sex.
I had a good exchange.
Uh-huh. Of fluids, bodily fluids.
I did. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I had a good exchange. Now you are making me blush,
oh,
right?
Oh, wow. Okay, good.
She already knows, too, because I told her all about it.
I'm looking to see how it goes.
Because I had a good exchange,
remember? She's waiting to see if you're going to lie.
No, I had a good exchange... was it about a month or two? Was it
a good
2 months?
Exchange?
Yeah, I mean, I never heard
a good exchange. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, you're referring to it as exchange. That's why I asked.
Yeah,
you mean
it was
the fluids.
a good sexual exchange.
I see. You gave and he gave, so it's an exchange.
But he did give. He did give.
Yes.
And
what did he give?
And
exactly.
And you received.
He gave the gift that kept on giving.
Really?
Are you pregnant?
No, I hope not. I hope not. No. But I see, this is the worst thing. Okay. When, I don't know. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
There was this guy, okay, that I like, okay? And he gives good head.
Okay.
He gives good head.
Right.
So then what happens when I get good head, in my brain I have a switch and I fall in love.
You fall in love. That's
what
I was going to ask.
Is
that because not everybody gives it to you? Is that
not one? Everybody gives good head.
Uh-huh. I see. Okay.
It's not always good.
Nope.
Sometimes they fiddle.
Yeah, yeah.
They, you know, do what
around.
They think is right.
Right.
You're like, oh, just stop. Just stop.
But usually you get cunnilingus and you fall in love.
I... fall in love, and
fake.
I'm for fake,
right?
And then
she calls me, and we talk, and I say, okay,
"Yeah,"
so you're
and
fake
I say,
"Love,"
and it's one of those where I'm trying to to achieve that, to exchange again? To do a second exchange?
Oh, she's crying.
No, I'm not. It's a strange
one. I'm bringing up tears just thinking about it.
I've tried to exchange again, and he's being very selfish, I think.
Who?
Ooh.
This guy that I exchanged with.
He's being selfish?
Selfish. He's not trying to...
Because they actually do fall in love. She's in fake love, and they're in real love. And then she hurts her feelings, and then it's a whole other situation.
Yeah. Really? Aww. I'm just saying. No!
Yes.
She's lying. I'm trying to basically... I am trying to exchange again. But I have to be, you know... I have to be nice about it. It's a long story.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm trying to do it again, and it's not coming out the way that I want to. So okay. I'll let you know what happens if I...
So now do you... So I would imagine you obviously pleasure yourself in between and so forth.
Honestly,
right?
Yes. I have made a conscious effort not to.
Why?
Whoa.
You know, yeah. No, I... Because that just makes it worse.
Just until my birthday, right?
In what way?
Until November.
No, it just makes me think very...
Of all the sex that you're not having?
Yeah, it just makes me like, I need to call somebody now, somebody that I don't.
You know what, I will actually agree with you. Like, even though I'm on eHarmony, I do have a boyfriend, but...
Who she just broke up with?
Who she found on eHarmony?
No, I didn't find him on eHarmony. No, he's in New York for a couple weeks anyway. But yeah, ever since I'm like the horniest person in the world, and I love sleeping with this man, like more than anything, because he's amazing in bed.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, he's gone, and it's like, I don't want to masturbate anymore. I just don't want to turn on any switch. I don't want to be sexually motivated.
It's a starter switch.
Aside from the threesome I had on Sunday, but you know.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to yesterday's show for that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I know exactly what you mean. It's like, you know, if you're not gonna get the whole shebang, it's like, why even like get yourself excited?
It's definitely a starter switch.
Yeah.
And I do not want to turn it on and then call somebody randomly.
Get the motor purring.
But you seem to me like you're horny all the time. So
no,
how can you not?
You've been watching me.
Yeah.
It must be fucking amazing when she blows. Like, you know, it's just like that orgasm is just like, that she's going to explode.
There you go.
That's what I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for. But no, I don't. You know,
Do you have a video on somewhere that I don't know about? It's so descriptive.
They saw my exploding BBW beauty video.
I'm just imagining, like, if I haven't had an orgasm for a long time, and then all of a sudden, like, you have, like, some really good sex, then it's just like, hallelujah.
It is. And then it makes me want to fall in love again. See?
Yeah.
Then what's going to happen to me?
Yeah.
I'm never going to find the right person because I just...
Yeah.
I just don't know how to fall in love right.
Me either. It's okay.
No, you gotta be careful.
No, what woman does?
If all it takes is to really just eat me out, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
That is negative. And I told you. And if my mom sat me down and was like, you know, Queen Bee, you know, what is it going to take for you to finally settle down? And what is my answer going to be? Mm. It's not going to be good head, is it?
Yes.
That's going to be up there.
Oh, so long as the man can keep it up, you know, till death do you part, whatever, who cares?
No, but you're going to have to get a man that's very strong and secure in themselves, because you're very outgoing, you know, and you're strong, and I think a lot of guys can't handle it. You know?
He just said strong like three times.
Yes.
Yeah, well, she is. She comes across as very strong.
No, I agree. You would have to be very... comfortable with yourself.
Either that or someone that really wants to be taken care of, you know. I mean, I can totally imagine, you know, like
I am a mothering type.
Yeah,
I do.
You
like
are,
to
yeah.
come cuddle in my bosom type. Yeah,
you see, that's the thing, and that's why
it's either or, right? It's either like come here or they're like, you come
like,
here,
bitch, get over here. I'll be like, what happened, daddy? Yeah.
It's either or they're like, they just graduated high school.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
It's either or.
It is either or. I like men that are either really overpowering or just really like, man.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyways, that was a lot of information about it.
That's for eHarmony. Anyone that's listening on eHarmony.
That should be my description.
No, I totally understand how you feel.
Yeah.
Like my boyfriend is very, very like passive and like his everyday normal life.
Uh-huh.
But all of a sudden, like in the bedroom, it's like... Psh! And I'm
that's
like,
the
yes,
best.
Daddy. Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I turned like a little girl, but normally I wear the fucking pants the rest of the day.
That's That's a woman after my own heart. That's exactly how I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, I like exactly to be put my place sometimes.
Yes, right. Yes.
So, Queen Bee, tell everybody where they can find you online.
You can find me on my MySpace page, mm-hmm. and that's myspace.com/stinglikeme.
Sting like me.
Yes.
Okay, that's easy to remember. And Mia, where can people find you online?
She doesn't want to be found.
I tell her to hide me.
No, but what about eHarmony and stuff? Can people
no.
No
eHarmony. I'm all very old-fashioned. Okay. I'll find it in the club somewhere.
After a few drinks.
That's old-fashioned. I like that.
Okay, so on MySpace, Sting Like Me, of course.
Sting Like Me.
Queen Bee. And yes. Thank you so much for coming. You're
I
so
appreciate,
much fun. You know?
I appreciate you guys having
you're
me
so
down
much
here.
Fun. And like I said, you know, all the best to you.
Yes, thank you.
And I know you're going to find someone great because, you know, you are great. You're
thank
different.
Thank you.
You know, you are different. So
we just went through all the ups and downs
exactly.
of our relationship
all
today,
emotional.
Right?
Yeah, all emotions and everything.
Ups and downs. But ups and downs. And it's ending with a happy ending. That's the best part of it.
There
thank you,
oh,
you yes. so much.
Yeah, I had to redeem myself somehow. You know. All right. So anyway, Susie, we won't be here tomorrow.
I'll see you Friday.
And we'll be... Oh, it's Thursday already.
Yep.
Tomorrow. Wow.
Is
it's
it?
Amazing.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
okay. Today's Wednesday. Tomorrow.
When you're in entertainment, you know, you lose days.
Exactly, because you,
know?
You don't fucking work.
Yeah, she calls me at work like, I don't even feel like washing my hair. And I'm like, I have a meeting to get to. I have to get back to you on that. I hope you work that out.
Yeah.
Ah, good okay. times.
All right, everybody. So thanks for joining us. We'll
happy,
be back
happy
here.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Yeah, well, it's not supposed to be happy, so oh. you don't... Yeah, you
not
don't
happy.
That way. No, in fact... yeah, in fact, you're really hoping to be written in the Book of Life. That's
I'm
what
really,
it's about.
I'm just really so. Happy I get to work with a Jew, because then I get these extra days off here
yeah,
and there.
There you go. She's been getting more time tomorrow's off than anybody.
A day off?
Yeah.
I mean, tomorrow's a celebration.
It's the Day of
Yom
Atonement.
Kippur.
Yeah.
What was last week? Was last week something?
That was Rosh Hashanah. That's the
okay,
new
now,
year.
Okay, now, is that a big party?
Yeah, that's
we
a big party.
We were driving around Beverly Hills. We lost mm-hmm. the party that we were supposed to go to. Uh-huh. And we drove up. We drove up uh-huh. to this party and just all kind of all nice cars. I knew money was in there.
Yeah.
And we drove up.
There we go with the stereotypes. Okay. I earned
Yamaha's
that one.
And nice cars.
I earned that one. Okay.
Yeah. We drove up and we asked, is the Hennessy party here? Is this where the Hennessy? And they said, no, this is the Jew party. So we knew it was some sort of holiday.
But they were going to give us a ticket.
Yeah, they were going to let us in. What would have happened? It would have been a fun
well,
time,
they were
right?
Oh, my, yeah. They were going to park my car for me. I don't know if they were going to let us in.
All right, well, we got to go because we have right. Gina Hendricks coming up next with Love Life Makeovers. Then, of course, we have TJ McCormick and Johnny Dam and the rest of the shows on this great station. And again, thanks, Queen Bee.
Oh, yes, thank
Mia,
you, guys.
Thank you so
thank
much
you,
for coming.
You.
And Susie, love you as always. Take care. See you tomorrow.